The city of Los Angeles this week announced a major new prescription drug bulk purchasing plan to lower costs for residents. A five-year-long effort by a number of advocacy organizations working with Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa finally resulted in success at a time when the spiraling costs of prescription drugs figure prominently in the healthcare reform debate. In fact, the House version of the health care reform bill opposed by conservatives would require pharmaceutical companies to provide lower prices on prescription drugs for Americans enrolled in Medicaid and Medicare. The bill would also work toward eliminating the Medicare coverage gap. In Los Angeles, regardless of what happens at the federal level, all residents will now have access to prescription drugs that are cheaper by 5 to 40% with the use of a free card at select locations. Working with a company called Envision, the city of LA has done what companies like Costco do and what the federal government could potentially do, use the power of large numbers of people to negotiate lower drug prices. The program, called LARX, does not require enrollment, has no eligibility requirements, and is free of charge and will be available online in public libraries, senior centers, and other public spaces. My guest is John Simpson. He's with Consumer Watchdog, which is one of the groups central to making this happen. John, welcome to Uprising. Are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi. So can you first start by telling us what the trajectory has been to get this plan into place? I understand this has been a five-year-long effort.
Well, it originally was introduced as a resolution by then-Councilman Villaraigosa, now mayor, of course. And it's been one of those things that caught the public's interest back then, and for all of the usual bureaucratic reasons, I guess, sort of stalled, and we're just delighted to see that it's finally come to fruition. It took a little bit of effort on our part to remind folks that this was an important thing to get passed through, and we're delighted that the mayor did that.
So basically the way it worked before this went into effect was that individuals would go to their pharmacy and use their prescriptions from their doctors to get drugs, many of which are, of course, high cost, and you would get the price that the pharmaceutical company chose to give you. But now, because people are in a very large pool that has negotiated lower prices, they could potentially get lower prices on a large number of drugs.
Exactly, and it's anywhere from 5 to 40%. It depends on the drug that you're trying to get. I mean, we've heard some reports, for instance, of someone who was paying $65 for their particular prescription, now is only paying $28.66, so delighted. It varies, of course, from drug to drug, depending on what the negotiated price is. And the more people that ultimately come into this sort of a program, that gives you more leverage, more power by coming together, and could lead to even lower rates down the road.
Hmm.
But right now, as I said, it's 5 to 40%.
Now, does this apply to anybody with or without insurance? I
no,
mean,
this,
many
this
people...
This is not an insurance program. This is for people whose drug prescriptions are not covered by insurance. So you cannot use it with another plan, and generally if you have insurance and the drug that you are trying to get is covered by that particular plan, you may have a lower copay than if you have to go to something like this. But this is for people whose drug that they are trying to get is not covered by any plan, either because of the plan that they have. For instance, someone who has a Medicare coverage under Part D, they're covered up to a certain point of out-of-pocket, and then after that, the so-called donut hole, they're not covered. And in that situation, once they've used up the initial reimbursement, they could be covered by this plan. People who don't have insurance are covered. People who have a policy that doesn't cover certain drugs, they're able to use those. Know of someone, for instance, who was taking a fertility mm-hmm. drug, who their policy did not cover that. They're under this plan and have a substantial savings.
Now, when you call it a plan, that almost sounds like something you have to enroll in, but really it's just a card, right? I mean, I went to the website, larx.org, I believe, and it just allows you to click on a PDF document, which you print to your computer, and you can take that to a pharmacy, any pharmacy, whether you have coverage or not. Now, I understand you can't combine it with coverage if you have coverage for your prescription drugs, but otherwise you can just use it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the beauty of this whole thing. You there's no fee, no paperwork.
You don't have to fill out a form, give your social security number.
You don't have to do anything. All you just need to get a card. Now the cards are available in places like public libraries, senior centers, recreation centers. They're being distributed right now throughout the city. They're going to be included in the Department of Water and Power bills in September. There'll be cards there. And as you just said, if you go to the website, which is www.4larx.com, that's F-O-R, not the number, F-O-R-L-A-R-X.com, you can click there on a PDF file, download it, and print it out, and that card works fine.
So basically, this is something that any and all residents can have access to. Now, where can they just go to their regular pharmacy?
They can go to their regular pharmacy, and the pharmacy should take it. Now, this is in the process of being rolled out. It's possible that a pharmacist might not yet have gotten directions on how to use the card from his corporate headquarters. If there's any kind of problem at all, Envision has a help desk, and again, that number is on the website.
I believe it's 1-877-4-LARX.
Correct.
877-F-O-R-L-A-R-X.
Right. You call that number, and you should give them the exact location of the pharmacy that you went to and had a problem, and they will help you sort that out.
Now, on the website for larx.com, you can also type in your zip code and just search for the pharmacies that would be participating in this.
That's correct. Hmm.
My guest is John Simpson with Consumer Watchdog. We're talking about the new prescription drug bulk purchasing plan that was just negotiated and went into effect this week in Los Angeles. Now, it's not just for, I mean, what about people who live outside of the borders of the city of Los Angeles or even the county, say?
Well, the city thought this was a great program and is behind it and distributing it and got it off the ground and deserves a great deal of credit for having done that. But if you happen to live outside the city, you can still use the card. And in fact, the network of pharmacies that are part of the Envision network is nationwide. So you could take the card, and if you happen to be outside of Los Angeles, you could use it in one of those participating pharmacies. So it is really something that is broader than just the city. L.A. County residents can certainly use it, and people beyond L.A. County could if they click on the website and download the card.
So folks in Orange County, in Santa Barbara, San Diego, all throughout our signaling area and beyond could potentially use this
if they
found a pharmacy on that website. So you can download the card and even find the pharmacy on the website for larx.com. Now, what about why it took? I want to sort of go back and talk about why doing this sort of thing becomes so difficult. Because, I mean, honestly speaking, the pharmaceutical companies pour a lot of money into not only their marketing and research, but also, of course, profits. And when you have the power to negotiate with them, these sorts of things can happen. So the federal government has the potential to do this. But if it took 5 years on just the level of one city, what's the problem here? Mayor Villaraigosa blamed it on city bureaucracy. So not even the drug companies, but city bureaucracy.
Well, you know, it depends on what level you're speaking. There's always a certain amount of inertia not to change. And I think that and just the sort of things that go into putting out the official request for proposals and writing that and then negotiating the contract, that takes time. If you're talking about the broader scale, or the national scale, then you start to see the drug companies actively opposing this kind of a thing. I mean, when the Medicare Part D, which provided reimbursement for the Medicare recipients for prescription drugs, was passed, it specifically disallowed the government to do this kind of negotiating with drug companies.
That was a Bush era plan that many criticized was essentially written by the pharmaceutical industry.
Precisely.
I mean, seniors are the population that tend to use more drugs than a younger population for a variety of ailments that they may be prescribed for. It's a lucrative market for the pharmaceutical industry. But now those seniors living in the LA area could have potentially discounts of between 5% to 40% if they use this card.
That's correct.
Do you think that just sort of stepping back and looking at the broader picture, the House bill, which has potentially these lower drug prices for those covered by Medicaid and Medicare, still doesn't cover all Americans. What would it take to get something like this on a national level?
Well, I mean, I think that the sort of thing that the city has done can be a model that could go further and expand and be done on a much broader level. I mean, I think that if this is as successful as we expect it will be, people will look to Los Angeles and say, well, they did it in L.A. Why can't we do the same thing with a bigger pool? It's going to take having some representatives in Congress with spine to stand up to the continual onslaught of the drug industry. But I think if people come together and build this kind of group and demand that their representatives put the drug industry where they should, we can make this happen.
I want to
be a model.
I want to turn back to the card itself. We mentioned that it had no eligibility requirements, no age requirements, no forms to fill out. It was, there's no sign-up fee either. It's free, and it's going to be available. It is available online. It would be in public libraries, senior centers, et cetera, and also participating pharmacies, I understand, would accept it, but if your pharmacy doesn't, then you can encourage them to enroll in the program. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, you can, if your pharmacy doesn't accept it, they what you need to do is to contact the LARX help desk, which is 1-877-4-LARX, and tell them the name and the location of the pharmacy, and they should be able to sort that out for you.
And the frequently asked questions section of that website says that the prescription savings program offers discounts on virtually every brand and generic prescription drug. That even diabetic supplies can be discounted, such as syringes, glucose monitors, et cetera, if there's a prescription from your doctor. So it's a pretty big program. Some in the media have criticized Mayor Villaraigosa, saying that this is a cynical photo op and advertising ploy for him, that he's basically trying to score political points with this. What do you say?
Well, you know, this is a real program that is affecting real people. And, you know, I find that a rather cynical characterization. I mean, if the mayor gets political credit for having put this through, that's fine. I'm delighted that he would get credit for this, because this is a real program that gives real savings to real people. And you know, that's the bottom line.
Particularly for folks with chronic illnesses who may have poor insurance or even no insurance, it could be
exactly.
A big saving.
That's exactly the sort of person that benefits from this. Mm-hmm.
Well, John Simpson, I want to thank you very much for joining us today with Consumer Watchdog. Is there a website that you'd like to give out for your group too?
Sure. Our website is www.consumerwatchdog.org.
That's consumerwatchdog.org. And in fact, this organization is quite involved in the healthcare reform debate. You can find out more information at that website as well as the other issues they're working on, consumerwatchdog.org. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
John Simpson is with Consumer Watchdog. We've been talking about the new prescription drug bulk purchasing plan that just went into effect this week in Los Angeles. Let me give out that website and phone number again. If you'd like to download that card for the program, it's 4FORLARX.com, 4LARX.com. You can also call 1-877-4LARX, and cards should be available in public libraries, parks and recreation centers, senior centers, and other public spaces soon.